The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. My Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way. Thomas said to him, Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Gospel of the Lord. John's Gospel is very beautiful. There's another passage a little bit further along in the Gospel itself, I think, that can give us a lot of consolation. And it shows how Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, can turn tragedy into victory. And it's John chapter 11. And the story is such, Jesus had a lot of enemies, that's why he was crucified, but a lot of good friends. Three of his best friends lived in Bethany, and they were Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. One occasion Jesus was preaching, and Lazarus got really sick. So the sisters sent Jesus a message, which was this, Lord, the one that you love is sick. Because our Lord had a great love for Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. Jesus said, I will go. By the time Jesus arrives at Bethany, Lazarus is already dead for 4 days. So Mary and Martha move to the depths of their heart. They see Jesus and they say, if you were here, Lord, my brother would not have died. Then you have the shortest sentence in the Bible. Subject and predicate. Jesus wept. Shortest sentence in the Bible. Jesus wept. He said, where is he buried? There he is, in the tomb, over there. At the time of Jesus, they would bury the dead bodies in caves. They'd be mummified, they'd be placed in caves. So Jesus draws close and says, move away the stone. They say, well, Lord, he's been there for 4 days, so there's already going to be a stench. And Jesus insists and says, move away the stone. So they push the stone back, and Jesus, with a loud voice, says, Lazarus, come out. The man that was dead for 4 days comes out of the tomb. The greatest miracle in the life of Christ. Before his resurrection. And he's given back to his sisters. I think that speaks a lot to us, that your grandmother and great-grandmother lived a long life, 91 years, very good, strong, staunch Catholic, practicing her faith, receiving the Eucharist, receiving the anointing of the sick, and just a really beautiful soul. that lived these many years. Our hope and our prayer that Jesus, who turned this tragedy into victory, is going to be turning what seems to be a physical tragedy, death, into a spiritual victory, which is the gospel reading today. Jesus speaks about heaven. He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not tell you. So really believe that our grandmother, great-grandmother, our friend, our relative, we really trust and hope that she's with the Lord in heaven. And if not, we're going to be praying that if she's still in purgatory, we're going to try to, through this Mass and our prayers, to bring her to heaven through our prayers, our communions, our Masses, our sacrifices. And I think it's wise that we pray for the dead. My father died 15 months ago, and your dad died about 3 years ago, something like that. But anyway, I'm still praying for my father, even though there are many Masses offered for him, all over the country, some in Mexico. And my dad, he wasn't a saint, but he was a good man. He got a son who was a priest, yours truly, no? Okay. But he was a good man. But he wasn't perfect. So even though probably had thousands of rosaries prayed for him and many Masses, until I die, I'm going to keep praying for him. He could have been taken to heaven in the funeral Mass where we celebrated in New Hampshire with another 7 priests. And the church was packed with these little kids because he built Catholic schools. So we had a lot of contacts with a lot of people. He worked on Wall Street, so we had a lot of, you know, a lot of gifts. You know? But who knows, maybe there's something that still had to be purified that only God knows. So I say this not to be mean-spirited, but I don't believe in, you know, preaching false compassion. And I have no right to canonize the person that dies, right? So I think it's a good idea to hope that she's in heaven. But if not, we trust that through our prayers, that through our prayers, our sacrifices, the blood of Christ, she'll be cleansed and she'll be able to meet the Lord this very day during this very Mass. Amen.